Aloha, this is Wayne Cudero with the Word for the Week. This is the week before Easter. We call it Passion Week, where Jesus will be suffering for the sins of the world, yours and mine. And our prayer is that many will come to Christ this Easter so that they will know that He indeed has risen. Well, this week we'll be talking through, or walking through rather, Joshua, ending the book, and then going into Judges. Remember the ending of Joshua, chapters 21 through 24, you'll find the cities of refuge, six of them, and then 48 cities of the priests, and then epilogue. You'll find that going through Joshua, the author talks about what has taken place towards the end, 22 through 24. You'll hear about the altar of witness by the Jordan, and then Joshua's farewell, and from the renewing of the covenant to the death and burial of both Joshua and Eleazar the priest. Then we go into the book of Judges. Now, this was about the time after Joshua until the time of the monarchy. And it's best expressed, the whole book, in chapter 2 and verse 16 when it says, "Then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them from the hands of those who plundered them." Since it was God who actually permitted the oppressions and raised up deliverers, He Himself was Israel's ultimate judge and then deliverer. Now, on one hand, it's an account of the frequent apostasy provoking divine discipline. And then on the other hand, it tells of the urgent appeals to God in times of crisis, moving God to raise up leaders or judges through whom He throws off foreign oppressors. You see, in Canaan, Israel quickly forgot the acts of God and what had actually given birth to her identity in the first place. She lost sight of everything, her chosen calling, and to be the army of God, loyal citizens of His emerging kingdom. And instead, she settles down and attached herself to Canaan's people, their gods, their beliefs, their morals, their practices. And they forget about the fundamental thing of all, the lordship of God in Israel. Now, this whole book is from prologue to epilogue. It's dealt with in sections, in three major divisions, and you'll find them, they're interrelated, and they clearly portray an age gone bad. An age when, and here's a quote, when there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. So you're going to see the forward thrust of God bringing His people back. And this comes all the way up to the time of David and the establishment of his dynasty. So you'll see God's appeals, God's judgment, God's appeals, God's judgment. Then He raises up men and women to deliver Israel, to give them another chance, a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. Although God is a God of discipline, you'll find that He's a God of great mercy. And then we go into the New Testament. We'll be finishing off the book of 1 Corinthians written by Paul to the people of Corinth, a very gifted church. But they too would forget because starting in chapter 10, he alludes to the Old Testament. And yet, even though they knew God's greatness, yet they would forget who they were. They would stray. That's what we find in the fifth verse of chapter 10. "Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, and they were laid low in the wilderness." But here's the clincher. Here it is, the very next verse, 10:6. "Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they once craved." Did you know that much of the Old Testament was really for us, upon whom the ends of the ages have come, we find in the book of Romans? Did you know that God had all of this recorded for New Testament believers? He didn't have to have them recorded, but He did because He knew that there would be people like you and like me that would need to follow examples, to learn from the bad ones, follow the good ones. 1 Corinthians is going to end off with exactly that. You'll find in the 11th chapter, Paul says, "Be imitators of me as I am of God." And then you'll find the Lord's Supper, how the Lord would say, "Remember me, remember me." And then in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, remember what's most important. Constantly, he would talk about remembering, and then remember Christ's resurrection. That's where we get to Easter. We find towards the end of the book, it finishes off with the resurrection of Christ. Remember, all God has done. Oh, it's so easy to forget. This Easter, would you pause and remember? Remember what happened in the Old Testament and how God disciplined them, called them back, judged them, had mercy on them, and kept working with them. Why? So that they would return to being a people of God. And in the New Testament, and especially right before Easter, can I encourage you, remember who you are. You're a people called by God to be ambassadors. Jesus died and was resurrected. As we take communion, hopefully on Good Friday, as you take communion, would you remember that? Remember who you are. God bless you as you do devotions this week. We'll walk together to Easter.